Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. Welcome, Facebook Live. Welcome, Ganon's Phone. Welcome, Akaku. Welcome, YouTube. We are the NerdWatch, live and in prime time here on the lovely island of Maui.
Prime time.
We are here enjoying ourselves, having a lovely, lovely evening. It's fall season here in the islands, and it's becoming a little cooler. And we were days out from the second presidential debate. It's looming ever so close.
The coming apocalypse.
The arriving apocalypse.
Hashtag write in Bernie.
That's right.
Everybody, if you just go to the polls and write in Bernie on election day, that's who's going to be president. And this whole nightmare will be over.
Now that we know that Hillary, according to Trump, is the devil, we can't vote for Hillary.
Yeah, Trump's a reliable source.
Anyway, it seems like it's right out of a movie, doesn't it? It's crazy. Anyway, second presidential
debate. They actually made a movie exactly what's happening like in real life.
It's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. And Gleaming the Cube.
Oh. Wow, never knew that. Gleaming the Cube, huh?
Everything that's happening in this resolution.
I believe it's also known as My Brother's Keeper or something.
I never knew that the great Christian Slater was ever so politically motivated in that respect.
Well, you obviously haven't seen Cuffs, though.
That's obviously.
Like, you guys didn't hear about how Trump strangled a Vietnamese boy. And
Is that breaking news? What the? Holy cow.
That's a movie.
Everybody's overreacting like they didn't know what we were talking about.
I thought in the movie it was a boy. In real life it was a lady boy.
Wow. Well, listen.
Leave it to Todd.
If you can,
I'm trying to bring the class
if you
back
can,
to this.
You are. You bring the class back. Yeah. If you don't know, next week, Wednesday, is the last debate that we're going to all have to trudge through and endure. So we'll see how that goes. The presidential debate.
Oh, right.
Where we pick our next fearless leader. For sure. So that'll be interesting.
Is that how we say it?
That's how we're going to have.
From now on?
We're going to have
fearless leader.
Fearless leader.
Well, we're only allowed to pick from two, so it doesn't really. Just pick one.
Just pick
one. It's all right.
That's right. Just pick one.
Or you can write in Bernie.
Or write in Bernie.
Please,
You should have started that campaign a long time ago.
I'm just going to do it November 6th, 2 days before the election. It's like, hey, guys, because everybody by then, everybody's going to be so sick of it,
yeah.
And they're going to go, that's true, we could write in Bernie.
That's right.
And all of this goes away.
That's right. That's right. Hashtag write in BS. That's all you got to do.
No.
What?
No, you're not helping, G.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't mean to do that.
Is that, like, if we write in for BS, does that mean we're voting for Trump?
Technically, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you vote with the hashtag, your vote deserves not to be.
If you vote with the hashtag.
I think the hashtag, didn't that already happen, the hashtag dump Trump thing? That was already happened, so it's fine.
Hashtag.
But, it didn't work.
And no,
the,
it didn't.
Wasn't the, in the guy from Florida, first name D's?
Oh, yeah.
Last name Nuts?
Yeah, that was him. That was a real deal thing.
I've seen that hashtag, too.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Nuts.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It'd be fun. But anyway, getting back to the nerddom.
Like a grandma. I've seen that hashtag, you know, D's Nuts.
You know, that's what the kids are saying these days.
That's what the kids are saying these days. Getting back to what's important in nerddom, it is, of course, the Nerd Watch. I am G Money. I am joined by a very talented comic book artist and writer. Todd Bernardi's in the house. Todd's here. Todd Bernardi. Also joining us this evening is Ganon, the man who is the horror aficionado, punk rock superstar, and putting on the Miss Fest. October 22nd.
I was going to say putting on the hits.
Yeah, Ganon's in the house. Also our gaming guru himself, the man who has spent two whole days playing Plants vs. Zombies 2 and really enjoying it.
Because that's the freebie they give you. They give you 2 free days of PlayStation Plus.
That's awesome.
So I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's gaming right now.
And he's gaming
well,
now.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what he has to do. And then last but not least.
No, I was saying that as a credit
that's
to
a credit
you.
To you.
Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, and the work never stops.
It's tireless.
It's tireless.
He takes his job very seriously.
That's right.
I'll probably pass out at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Also joining us this evening is the CEO, the chairman of the comic book board, Alika.
Doesn't exist.
Oh, it doesn't?
Comic God.
the Donald Trump of Maui Comics.
The Donald Trump of Maui Comics.
I'm not the Donald Trump of anything.
It is Alika. He's in the house as well.
We're going to start calling him The Alika.
That's right.
The Alika.
The Alika. He is the man who owns Maui Comics and Collectibles here at 333 Dairy Road in
Colorado. Owns it.
Also joining us this evening is Swan, our comic book henchman and cameraman. And also joining us tonight as well, all the way from, where is he from?
Wailuku.
Is he? Oh, that's it. Wailuku.
The Liverpool, England.
That's right. The Silent Sean is in the house tonight as well.
Oh.
And then our fan is in the house who kindly bought us a stand for our Facebook
Live
feed.
Whoa, he didn't
buy
it for us. He bought it for him.
Oh, that's true.
So he doesn't have to hold it.
He's not letting us keep it.
He's not letting us keep it. That's true. It's a good point. Kai's in the house tonight as well. Yeah, I'm sure you do. He's our one fan that actually.
Way to talk him into giving.
I know. Nice. It worked.
He's our studio audience.
He is the studio audience.
Yeah, well, and so is Aaron.
And Aaron is here as well. And hey, we're on TV, and she's touching his beard.
And she just.
That's okay. Man,
that was a moment.
Time.
Look
huh?
at Swan's face. It's so awesome.
Swan's like, how am I going to edit this out?
I framed the shot and everything.
Oh, man.
Make a...
Listen, before we get started, because there's a lot to talk about, we're going to talk
about...
You can
animate her when she walks in.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Todd's amazing time at the amazing
CG
Hawaii Comic Con.
CG her into like E.T. or something.
Yeah, do something with her. And then, so we're going to talk about Todd's time at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con for the last, 2 days? 3 days?
2 days.
2 days. But before we get to that, we definitely have to talk about comic books and comic cons. So first off, if you don't know by now, you should. Everybody that's listening on Facebook Live and YouTube and all over and our podcast.
Everyone.
Want to let you guys to know that Maui Comic Con is happening November 5th and 6th at the Lahaina Cannery Mall, courtesy of Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is going to be quite the time for the first annual Maui Comic Con. Lots of artists, writers, and we're going to be doing some interviews, cosplay contests. Format even talked about this past week about a cool Pokemon Go contest happening exclusively at the Maui Comic Con.
That was a great idea.
Yeah, fantastic idea.
Stroke
so that's
of
great.
Genius.
He's the gaming guru. That's what I'm telling
you.
He's the guru. So November 5th and 6th. For more details, you can check out MauiComicCon.com. Do us all a favor. And also, hashtag Maui Comic Con. We're going to have a cosplay contest. One of the best cosplayers on the island will be there as well. Night Darling will be there. And it's just going to be all around good time. And for those of you that don't know, we got Steve Lealoha in the mix. James Silvani's in the mix. And also Todd Bernardi and the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
Yes.
Sam Campos
and Chris.
Chris Carvalho?
Carvalho.
I love how, since we know Todd, every time we announce the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, it always sounds like Todd heads it up.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, he's the one who's organizing it for us, so we're so appreciative to you, Todd.
Yes.
Whereas usually I would be begrudging my anger towards you. I really do appreciate
you. Something tells me it's
there.
Not so much organizing and more of like, hey, so did you want to come to this Maui thing? And everybody's just like, okay.
Nice.
I guess it's more that.
But he still gets credit.
Yeah. No, it's good, though. It's nice. It's
like Todd Bernardi and his Hawaiian Comic Book Alliance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Theo Lee's going to be there as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so thanks to our white friend Todd, he's going to bring all his local friends.
Why did you bring race into it, man?
Why is that necessary?
Man.
To bring
We got Campos and Goulds, and then we have a Bernardi. It's fantastic.
Gould is an Irish last name.
All right, I'm just saying. Well, thanks, Todd.
Well, yeah. Bernardi sounds Italian, too.
Mr. Yeah, Trump.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Todd, for bringing your friends from the Maui Comic Book or Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
They're going to be excited about coming to Maui after that.
That's right.
I know. They're going to be like, keep that guy G away.
That's right. That's the Maui Comic Con's mission statement. Diversity. Diversity.
That's the guy that thinks all the artists are writers.
That should be your cosplay. We've never talked about that.
What's that?
The villain, the hate monger from the Fantastic Four. How they kind of just got away with having a Klansman with purple robes.
No, we already said what I was going to do. I was going to do the whole God hates punks thing. Remember?
Yeah.
Or God oh no no yeah God hates cosplay.
Punk is murder. God hates cosplay. You laugh, but there were protesters like that outside of the last.
Are you serious?
Con.
No way. Are you serious?
I did the wrong thing, and I was like engaging the guy. I was like, what's up, guy? I looked like a dummy because I was talking to the guy with the megaphone. But it was like, you know what I mean? We both looked pretty dumb because he was protesting cosplay.
Strange. I was just kidding. That's weird. Yeah. Anyway, listen.
These people hate Halloween.
It's nothing but love at the first annual Maui Comic Con in Lahaina at the Lahaina Cannery Mall, November 5th and 6th. Cosplay. All cosplayers are welcome. Comic book fans, comic book enthusiasts. For those that like the nerd culture, this is where it's going to be on Maui, November 5th and 6th.
Clean, wholesome fun.
Yes, and of course, Alika's putting a lot of work into this.
Oh.
It's going to be a good
time,
guys.
The whole team. Thank you very much, G, for all of your help.
Yeah. Wow.
We laugh because he hasn't done anything. Because he won't do anything until the day of.
Day off, we're going to work like a dog, man.
It's really weird that I was just giving all of the...
So how have you been taking your vitamins?
I know, right?
And saying your prayers.
It's great.
And whatever else Hulk Hogan tells you to
do. That's
Terry Bollea.
Terry Bollea.
Right.
Another TB. Go figure. Anyway. Sorry. Yep.
You and tuberculosis.
I got shots for that.
Oh, good. Well, listen, Maui Comic Con is going to be amazing. Please join us November 5th and 6th. You guys are going to have a great time in Lahaina. Let's get to the show, shall we? Let's start off where we always start off. It is New Comic Book Wednesday every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And by the way, you can also check us out on Tuesdays here at Maui Comics and Collectibles for 20% off Tuesdays. Technically for us, it's still happening. It's still on, so, you know, Todd can pick up some books.
This isn't airing live, though, so nobody's...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's true. For us, it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, referring to anything as right now doesn't really matter.
Oh, Facebook Live.
Good point.
Yeah, Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, yeah. It is.
You can hurry on down.
Get in your car and rush down here.
Rush down here right now.
You could be on there and walk in front of the camera.
If we're still on the Facebooks while you guys are down here.
If we're still on the Facebooks, that's good.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday, and Alika always gives us the goods. Sorry. What is coming out this week that is notable and possibly quotable?
Don't give us the goods.
At Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Give us the goods hard, Alika.
Give us the hard goods.
Come on. All right. I'm going to start.
Thank you.
Action Comics 965, Adventure Time 57, All-Star Batman number 3, Batgirl and the Birds of Prey number 3.
Oh, what?
Briggs Land number 3. It's going to be a television series.
What's that one?
That's an independent comic.
What?
Briggs Land?
How come I've never heard of it?
What is it?
It's kind of based on like Sovereigntist militia, like Clive and Bundy type dudes.
Oh, that's right up here, Ali G.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Yeah. And there's going to be a television show. I don't know what network.
You were telling me about the comic, and I didn't know it was going to be a television show, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So save me a copy of that. I want that.
Bruce Lee, The Dragon Rises, number 4.
Interesting.
I think we got a variant cover by Rusty Bailey coming in. He did a variant contest cover for that, and it was a cover mock of Incredible Hulk 340, where he has the claws, and you can see the Hulk in the reflection of Wolverine's claws, except it's the guy with the claws in the dragon or whatever.
Right.
And you can see Bruce Lee
in the dragon.
Oh, nice.
Was it you that told me last week, was it you, Alika, that said that they were doing a movie for the Bruce Lee story, but
it was me.
It was Gannon.
Yeah, it was Gannon.
We all looked the same to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately. It was interesting because is it based on that? Because you said that the name of the movie was Dragon.
No. This is the Dragon Rise. It's just a...
Oh, okay.
If I understand the premise of the book right, is that like if he didn't die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And he was still going.
Interesting. All right, next.
The Clone Conspiracy, number 1 of 5.
Oh, interesting. Is that
Spider-Man feels book? Like if we haven't done it, if we did something really wrong before, let's do it
Spider-Man
again.
Yeah. Yeah, Spider-Man, the Clone Conspiracy. Cool.
We had the Clone Conspiracy. We had the Clone Wars. Let's figure out another way.
Can you give us a little synopsis of that?
Well, to be honest, they haven't really told you what it's going to be about, but you can just guarantee it's going to be more of the same clone stuff from Spider-Man.
Ben Reilly!
Hey, Scarlet Spider was actually pretty cool, though. Looking back on it,
I like Ben.
Living in the 90s.
All those
anymore.
90s comics cool. were great.
Wow.
They were radical.
I sense sarcasm in your voice.
Totally.
They were totally radical.
Spider-Man with the blue hoodie? I mean, come on.
It's true.
It's an easy cosplay. Darth Vader number 25.
Isn't that run coming to an end, I heard?
I don't know. Is this the last...
I don't know. I heard that Darth Vader was actually coming to... maybe I'm...
You might know better.
Well, you see, Luke finds him in the Death Star.
Oh, does he?
And then they have a fight.
Spoilers!
Because Darth Vader threatens to kill the sister.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You...
Yeah.
Wait.
Spoilers.
Wait, what? Sorry. Wait. What happened?
Yeah.
Darth Vader dies.
Luke. In what movie?
In Return of the Jedi.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, sir.
Wow.
And then they set him on fire and watch him, because that's normal.
Wow. That's true.
It's true, though.
It's at a fight.
Speaking of another guy who we watched set on fire, yes. Deadpool number 20 is coming out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to see his penis when he was on fire.
You totally did.
Wow.
Thanks. He swung around like a helicopter propeller.
Thanks.
Deathstroke number 4. I just got to keep talking.
Yeah, you should.
That worked.
Deathstroke number 4. Detective Comics.
No, I'm sorry. Don't you mean Deathstroke?
No, Deathstroke. Deathstroke is
that couldn't have been the more perfect title to follow up what we just were talking about.
Dirk Gently, Sam. That's actually a TV show starring...
Someone's going to be on BBC America. Do this on purpose.
Mr. Elijah Wood.
Elijah trying Wood. To set us up on purpose.
I don't know if anybody has seen the preview for the Dirk Gently
it's really hard to say.
I don't think it's appropriate.
No, it actually looks like a great detective show. On
right.
Yeah.
BBC America.
It's BBC America.
I don't have that station.
It's got to be
Douglas Adams story.
What?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You figure Todd would be excited about that. It's independent comics.
I know.
I'm excited about it. I've always.
Look at his nipples, dude. Look how excited he is.
I'd rather not look.
Say Dirk Gently again, but real slow.
I'm not going to say it again.
Dirk.
Oh, my God.
The Flash, number 8.
Oh. Yeah!
Great Lakes Avengers, number 1.
Wait, what?
What the?
Great Lakes?
Are you serious?
It's basically like Lakes Avengers.
Eventually, it's going to be like Wahiwa Avengers.
No, that's the Guardians of the Amakua already.
That's true.
There's Gwenpool, number 7.
Right.
Hillbilly, we're getting in issues 1, 2, and 3 is the new issue coming out tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
That's the Eric Powell series that's been kind of popular.
I heard it's been pretty popular, yeah.
Flying off the shelves.
Yeah. Howard the Duck, number 11, also flying off the shelves.
Haha, because he's a duck.
Because he's got wings.
Wow.
The Lost Boys.
I like that, Todd. Thank
number
you.
One
waka,
six.
Waka,
oh,
waka.
I need that.
That's a joke.
Wait, what is it?
Lost Boys, number 1.
Wow. Okay.
As in The Lost Boys? As in the band?
Yes. As in the movie turned into a comic book, yes.
Wow.
The Corys.
What?
Are the Sutherlands. Wait, that's not the one that happens in Neverland?
All right.
Wow.
Not those Lost Boys.
Wow.
Monstrous, number 7. Mosaic, number 1. That's a Marvel book.
A Marvel book.
Cool.
Power Man and Iron Fist, number 9.
Oh, what? Who publishes that?
That's also Marvel.
Oh, okay.
Punisher number 6.
Don't you mean what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Iron Fist, Rusty Bailey.
I saw that cosplay. That was a
killer
awesome cosplay.
He had to shave.
He had the old school.
He had to shave from the eyebrows down.
Wow.
Green.
he seriously had a mustache the day before I saw him.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Power Man, so why is he Power Man? I thought he was Luke Cage. Is he just Power Man again? What's the deal? I don't get it.
Well, the comic he's called Power Man.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Dummy.
I know that. I'm just saying.
Reborn, number 1.
Woo!
We actually got shorted on that. That's a Capullo and...
Is that a Rebirth title?
No.
Oh,
it's an Image title.
Man, you stupid, man.
I thought it was Reborn was a Rebirth title. Sorry.
Do you know who Mark Millar is?
He's the guy that writes all those DC shows.
Yeah.
No.
No,
he's not.
In charge of the Millarverse.
Man, you stupid, man.
Yeah, didn't he write Smallville?
Yeah, Gannon.
He's responsible for... Doesn't
no.
he responsible
That's Mark
for?
Miller.
Oh, Mark Miller.
Mark Millar is the guy that created Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass. I know that.
He wrote a really good run of Authority.
Kingsman.
That's his new book with Greg Capullo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Authority, that was the one that...
And I need that book, Swanee.
Yeah.
You can't have...
Yeah, I want the book by Mike Miller, not Mike Millar.
Just to let everybody know, we got shorted on the Reborn...
So long as I get, voice. I could care less.
Good for you, Gannon, and your pretentiousness.
Yo, man, shut your Richard.
Speaking of pretentious, Scooby-Doo Apocalypse number 6.
Oh, what?
That's still going?
Yeah.
How did that not get canceled?
Yeah. That's, how is it possible?
How dare you? It's very popular, actually.
How is it? Doesn't Jim Lee
I don't
have
care if hipsters like
do?
It. It's stupid.
Yeah, he's got Suicide Squad.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't he have better things to do?
He's a talented man. He can handle 2 books.
All right.
Shade the Changing Girl.
Never heard of it.
Number one. They're restarting the old Vertigo line. They're calling it Young Animal on the DC imprint.
Oh, is this what, like the Doom Patrol stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doom Patrol and what was the other book that was coming out?
Isn't it the one by Gerard Way?
Gerard.
Yeah. Originally.
If you're going to mock him, at least he has name rights, you jerk.
Sorry.
We've got Han Solo, number 405.
Got that Han
He's
Solo.
He's also dead.
Wow.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Wait.
Suicide Squad number 4. Good,
because apparently nobody saw The Force Awakens.
That's right.
That movie only made
That happened
billion.
In The Force Awakens?
Suicide Squad number 4.
Okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 63.
Is Donatello still dead?
Is that Turtles no. Universe? Is that
Not
is that, that
He's
different?
Back no, this is the regular run.
Okay.
IDW run.
Okay.
Warhammer 40K, Will of Iron number 1.
Ooh,
Will of Iron.
The Warhammer.
Isn't that
people.
A Peter North movie?
Anyway.
No, isn't it?
What's going on?
No.
And then what?
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman number 8. Don't Google that.
No, Google it.
No, don't. Anyway.
If you're under 18, don't.
His shipment will be here around noontime tomorrow or Wednesday. Every Wednesday, it's Maui Comics and Collectibles. Those new comics come out. You're going to want to pick up your copies today at 333 Dairy Road on the lovely island of Maui in the fantastic town of Kahului. Anyway.
Wait, say Kahului again.
Kahului.
That's terrible.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
All right.
It was better the first time.
All right. Yeah. Well, Todd went on a little Nerd Watch adventure.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say,
is that adventure. What we're calling it?
Well, I
Did
wanted...
you take any video? This could have been like the Uncle Traveling Matt segment where we have you and your camera phone like just bobbing around.
Well,
the
we con. Read a postcard.
Can I tell you that I tuned into his panel? I watched his panel.
Oh, I missed that.
Why?
I watched.
Why
his
didn't
panel.
You tag us in that?
Yeah,
fool.
I didn't know it was live.
I had to find out from somebody
oh,
else.
Oh, somebody else's feed.
Yeah, I think that was DJ's feed, not Todd.
Yeah. DJ.
Todd doesn't know how to do live.
Yeah.
One thing I watched at AmazonCon. I don't have the app.
What?
Is I watched Andy Lee do a couple of paintings. Amy.
Oh, yeah. Amy was.
That is one awesome. Impressive son of a gun that Andy
He's
Lee
amazing.
Guy.
He
is
did
good.
A,
I watched him do a Batman.
He wow. did a sketch of Iron Fist, like Rusty as Iron Fist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
So, Todd, you yeah. were sitting up on this panel for the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. But the weird thing was is that not once did you mention anything about the podcast that you do every week. It's weird.
Just, that's because I had DJ doing it for me.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. He seemed to kind of take over the panel. He's kind of he's a very boisterous young gent.
It's really funny because he's probably
watching right now.
Well,
he probably is.
He always goes last
mm-hmm.
whenever he gets introduced on the panel with the rest of the alliance, and he says it's because he doesn't he only speaks in pidgin. It's which it's really funny. It goes over with the crowd real good. And he
what's pigeon?
Right.
What's a Nubian?
I'll explain it to you after the podcast.
Okay, oh, okay.
Yeah. But the panel was really good, but the deal was that it was the first panel of the day, and it was pretty early, so I don't think that the audience was into it, because when Sam was like, does anybody have any questions, people were like, I don't know, it's kind of early. It's too early for questions.
Mm-hmm. Can we go on?
I noticed Todd does something on the panel that he does here.
Talk?
Draw. He draws on the panel.
Well, I just gotten commissioned to do a sketch cover for Kukui Project number 1, and I told the guy, I'll have it done in about 20 or 30 minutes, and then I totally forgot about the panel, so I had to finish this and then hope that he was not mad at me when he came back
are you
I
sure
wasn't
you,
there.
It sounds like you need an agent.
Yeah.
But it was really cool seeing the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. Sam Campos, Doc Grant was there.
Yeah.
Yourself, Todd Bernardi, DJ was there. The guys who did was that Kipahu Kai that was on the panel as well? And Mark Gould was there.
Mark was Gould, there. Yeah. Brian
Ravel was there.
Ravel was there.
Yeah.
Jeff, I think is Langan. He does a
LangaCon.
Yeah, he has a book called Henchman for Hire.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, He listens to the podcast.
Does he?
Yeah.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah, he said it was pretty good.
He said it's pretty good.
Great. Well, everything except for that G guy.
I know.
No, he said it was great, but okay. I didn't want to give you guys too many compliments.
Oh, I see.
I didn't want you guys to hear all the positive feedback.
Oh,
I got about
Do you don't remember me? Did Jeff come and do an interview with us?
No.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
He's a super nice guy. I went over to his booth.
And then Jeff's pretty new to the Alliance, so and then Roy Chang was there, and
Roy.
So.
Roy Chang is always there. Roy Chang
He can't
like,
make it to the Maui Comic Con. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We would have loved to have him. Because there's also going to be a steampunk panel now. And Roy would have been perfect
That's
for that.
Right up his alley.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Crazy. Yeah. All right. Well, so other than the panel, and of course not name-checking the Nerdwatch, thanks a lot, Todd.
DJ talked about it.
Oh, did he?
Did you guys not hear DJ?
I did not hear DJ.
For somebody that watched the panel, you sure seem to miss things.
Well, G tunes out when he hears
Pigeon. DJ might not have done the whole
I only pay attention
to be fair, Greg only listens to Todd.
That's right, so. I do. It's true. To be fair, I only listened to Todd, and I only wanted to hear his mouth say Nerdwatch, so I missed it. And
I
was disappointed.
Yeah, it would have felt kind of nice to have
Todd
say it. Right?
Todd say it. Yeah.
Sorry. DJ brought it up to.
Oh, fantastic!
At HawaiiCon.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. So, we're glad to hear DJ in for an interview.
We're going to do. By the way, before we forget, we are doing a special podcast on Monday as opposed to Tuesday, so the show will be coming.
Not like
out.
Anybody listens until Wednesday anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, good it's point. Gonna it's gonna Nobody air cares. The same time yeah. it usually airs.
It's
anyway.
The internet.
It's the internet. So Todd, other than
what's the internet?
Other than the panel, what else was going on at the special edition Amazing Hawaii Comic Con?
Lots of stuff. One of Matt Nastos was there.
Who?
Matt Nastos.
Phineas and Ferb.
He's the one Ferb of the guy. Guy. He's one of the writers on Phineas and Ferb. Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much at every Amazing Con so far, right?
Yeah. He's got a contract with them, so he appears at all the ones on the
even
the main
Kevin
line.
Eastman has a contract with them too.
Ed Nunez must too, because he's been to all three so far.
That's why really? I met him. I met him in Las Vegas at the Amazing.
I love that
Comic Con.
Okay, so any
I looked at his, I looked at his prints for you. I didn't get one though.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I didn't know which one you were gonna like.
You could have taken a picture and showed me.
I know I should have.
Your
I was
mission.
Like, I think these are the top three.
Yeah, could have done that. But that's all right.
So what?
You
what
weren't
else?
There for me.
That's right. What else? What else were you? Did you see at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con Special Edition?
I saw a Bendis.
You saw as in the Brian Michael Bendis.
The ultimate.
Quick name something he wrote.
He's written like the Amazing Spider-Man stuff. That's the
no,
stuff that
no,
I remember.
You're already wrong.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
You're
Spider-Man.
Already wrong.
Same difference.
Yeah, you know, he wrote that one book with
the
title.
That's
the
why,
guy that
that's why
the
I know
Bendis'
name
do
because
on Marvel.
Because of Spider-Man.
A thing.
Yeah. That's how I know his name.
His clothes are really tight.
So, Bendis stopped to sign my copy of Torso. And
he signed your torso.
Yeah, and it was
about the torso killer.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's about. Jerk. I'm gonna get it tattooed.
Torso.
It's on my lower back.
You know.
Oh, it's
like
just,
the black line.
Oh, you have a Bendis tramp stamp.
I will.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
All right. Bendis stamp.
A Bendis tramp stamp. All right. So what? What?
We and then we took pictures with him, and that was pretty cool. But we posed for one photo. And then we had to pose like four more times to get it on everybody's camera.
Oh.
So I think like he was kind of like, all right, guys, all right.
Yeah, knock it off.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
I gave him some of my books. He graciously accepted them because I know he's very busy. So it'd be great to I'm glad to know that he has them. I got to meet him in at Rose City Comic Con in 2013 or 14.
Nice.
And he wasn't even appearing at the convention. He just came to hang out with his friends there.
Cool. Any other unique comic book sightings?
Matt Nastos has a really funny story about how he snuck Harry Platypus into Phineas and Ferb, and it got past the censors. And then he told us on his panel, and then he was like, Google it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just Google it. And I tried to, but I kept spelling Harry the wrong way.
Oh.
And I finally figured it out.
I feel like you're trying to sneak it past our own.
No, I wouldn't do something like that.
Can you give us a little backstory on that whole thing? I mean,
can you talk about it on the pod?
I mean, not going into details, but what was the inside joke on that?
I don't think you can explain it.
Yeah, I can't really explain. It was something that he read on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, and everybody on Google, go to look for Harry Platypus.
Stop it.
Do an image search.
If you're under 18, ask for your parents' permission.
Stop it. All right, anything else?
So he got it past the censors, mm-hmm. and then he tweeted about it later, like, haha, I got it past you guys. And then, like, a day later, he got a letter from Disney Legal saying that he's not allowed to put those two words together in another sentence.
Wow. Yeah.
And his panels are fantastic, and if you get a chance to check out any of his books, I wholeheartedly recommend those. Another thing that I kind of want to talk about.
All right, kind of, sort of. Get excited. What is it? Getting excited.
I saw Sam Campos, who had a copy of Pineapple One,
mm-hmm.
Pineapple Man number one.
Yeah.
And he gave it to me.
No way.
Yeah.
He gave it to you?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I'd like
Did he sign it?
I signed it. I'd like to publicly thank him.
Oh, okay. Have you already sold it?
Nobody watches
no.
this.
Okay.
No.
No. So, Todd.
I'm trying to trick him to bring it in here.
Yeah.
So I can.
Did you sell all your books?
Misplace it.
Well, just misplace it.
No, it was pretty slow. I was sharing the table with DJ. DJ and I both did pretty good, but we were both kind of thinking that it was going to be a slow show, and we were prepared for that. And we were pleasantly surprised that it was busier than we thought it was going to be.
Nice.
As far as, like, in terms of sales, this is, like, the least amount of sales for me all year at a convention.
Wow. Yeah. Any good cosplays?
There was a...
Dasha was there again, wasn't she?
I didn't see her.
She posted something on her Facebook. I saw that.
You mean Daria?
Is it Daria? I thought it was Dasha.
Well, I think, yeah, well, her...
My apologies if I'm getting her name wrong.
No. Her, Dasha Cosplay is the cosplay page.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And who is Dasha?
She's a cosplay model that's really... She's with Dallas Nagata White and... Leah Colburn.
Did Hipster Harley.
Leah Colburn.
Dallas did.
Cool.
Yeah, Dallas did Hipster Harley. Daria did... Dasha. Did Princess Leia.
Cool.
And did the first day... What did she do the first day? I can't remember.
You can't remember what you did the first day?
No, but I remember it being really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you had a good time.
Go on Facebook, look for Dasha Cosplay.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll see what it was.
You had a good time at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con?
Yeah, man. I always have a good time. And it's always great to see those guys.
Any good finds? Did you get any finds?
I got a black and white copy of the Michael Turner All-Star Batman number one, which was cool. Then they gave me a pretty good deal on that. And then I bought a copy of Nobu's new book, the Trinographics, I think is the name of the studio that, mm-hmm. that he works with. I got his issue 2. I didn't pick anything up from John because I didn't get passed by his booth, but he's coming to Maui. So
John who?
John J. Murakami.
There you go.
And so I put it in order with him at the end of the show. I'm like, bring this, this, and this.
Nice.
To Maui. I'm gonna get those. And then I got DJ's Exilion number 3.
Mm.
And he's bringing those this week to the shop. And I'm probably leaving out a couple of things. I brought it back.
And if you can, DJ, bring some more number ones, too, because we sold out of those.
Now, Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Good fun. You enjoyed your time.
Yeah, I can't wait for next year. Next year is going to be even better.
Fantastic. Now,
In August.
In August. Well,
in August of 2017.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is it a big con in August?
It's going to be big.
Okay.
It's going to be 3 days.
It's not going to be another special edition.
No, it's going to be like all 3 days. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're
cool,
going to do. They're probably going to bring in everything. You know, the actors, the comic book creators.
Are we
the cosplayers?
Is the Nerdwatch going to make an appearance again?
God, I hope so.
Isn't
I think we could probably
you?
Get.
Yeah, doesn't that depend on you?
Well, no, I'm just thinking. I'm just asking. I'm asking.
I'll probably go for my own sake. But.
Jimmy J is extremely supportive of the Alliance and homegrown talent, and I think that he would really like to see us there as a Nerdwatch.
Well,
he did give us our own booth.
The talent. Yeah. That's so true.
I love how Greg just like,
he's getting
buttered
up. I don't know why he's
Jimmy
letting
J's
go to
just really
nice,
he's,
and
he's
like,
the
well.
Guy that doesn't know who Scott Lobdell is or what Scott Lobdell does.
Let me tell you something. All right, I was having a very hard day. Okay,
he wrote a book called Superman.
So
that's it. anyway, Amazing Hawaii Comic Con is just the precursor to what's happening here on Maui come November 5th and 6th. It's the first ever annual Maui Con. Maui Comic Con is going to be. Yeah, that's right.
Because ours is going
to
be on Maui.
Fortunate to learn lessons from Jimmy J.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely right.
We don't need Brian Michael Bendis to be cool.
What? We sure do. I wish. Brian, don't listen to that.
I think it was really cool that Bendis showed up at the same weekend that New York Comic Con was happening.
New York Comic Con was, to be quite honest, was pretty insane. I mean, they had a lot of new movies that were being
a lot of trailers.
John
Wick 2 trailer looked phenomenal.
So ready.
Was it a full trailer? I thought it was just
a teaser.
They call it a teaser, but there was enough footage in there to be like a full trailer.
The New York Comic Con got the first look at the Power Rangers, the Mighty Morphin
Chronicle
Power Rangers. Chronicle 2.
No. Power Rangers Chronicle 2.
No.
Power Rangers.
Did you not watch that trailer?
I only saw like the first 20 seconds.
So you did not.
It was buffered. No.
So yeah. Okay. So watch the full Power Rangers trailer. Mm-hmm.
It's Chronicle 2.
Chronicle 2.
Okay. Now question.
It's unashamedly Chronicle 2.
Is it Origins?
Written by Max Landis.
Yes.
Well, it's funny because Max Landis actually did a rewrite on Power Rangers. Then he got fired, and then they brought in three other writers.
I was going to say,
And then they ended up flat out making Chronicle again.
I read the article that Landis was a little bit perturbed about the fact that he was taken off the project.
Yeah, but he's perturbed about being taken off of any project if you follow Max Landis.
That's true.
But if you watch that trailer, watch that trailer. It's eerily like Chronicle. Like, the tone is the same. They have powers with or without the suits, apparently.
What?
Yeah. Yes, they have powers.
He wakes up
out
of his bed and he breaks the table.
Yes, they can do super jumps without the suits.
What?
Yes,
it's like trying to jump on the super.
You don't even
train.
Really get to see the suits or the Zords in this trailer.
What?
So
hell?
When you watch the trailer, you're just watching Chronicle 2.
Don't you see the suits kind of like
a little
start
bit, but not like.
So then, what's the?
It's
I don't.
Not
okay.
A full suit though.
Okay.
It's just kind of like
see it kind of forming on them, but not like the full suits.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me that the suit holds no?
Nope.
What
based on the
what?
Trailer, based on the impression of the trailer, all
the suit is just there to hide their identity.
Yeah.
They have all the abilities without the suit.
They can do super jumps. I think they can fly if I saw the trailer right.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't get that impression.
I thought you saw the trailer. That's why you
like
were pushing
no,
for
no,
it.
No. I was like, no, I heard. No, because it came out of Comic-Con because there were so many trailers coming out. That's why when. So I was like, I only got
to
see the first 20
seconds. I think we should
it.
Post reviews, all of us on Twitter. It just infuriated at this movie and see if they do a bunch of reshoots.
Well,
and ruin this movie like they
based
do.
On what
well,
we
the key
said.
Is the Rotten Tomatoes. We got to get on there.
Yeah.
So
true.
What?
That way we can get them to ruin Power Rangers like they ruined Suicide
anything
Squad.
Anything else good come out? The only thing that I saw that was even remotely good was the Power Rangers and John Wick 2. Anything else? Anything else? Any other trailer?
What else was released?
Out of New York Comic Con?
Did they announce anything else?
I want to see the Great Wall.
Oh!
The Great Wall looks awesome.
The Great Wall with Matt Damon.
Did you ever see Matt Damon came out and talked about
the white,
the
quote-unquote whitewashing?
And I'm going to be paraphrasing because I can't remember the quote exactly, but he's like, because the Chinese were the only ones that defended the Great Wall against monsters.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that he just came out with it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The argument was so ridiculous.
A mythological piece. It's
yeah,
not a literal historical piece.
It's not a historical piece. It's ridiculous.
But Gods of Egypt suffered from that, too. It's like...
right. Exactly.
And yet, that's another movie. And we had this argument before. That's every right. time they do these films, like if it's set in ancient Greece, it's always played by English people. But nobody had a problem with it until Gods of Egypt came up or something.
Yeah.
Like,
screw Greek people.
Nobody ever noticed.
Wait. The guy from Wrath of Titans from Australia. He's not British.
That's true.
Granted, but that's you know, true. Nobody knows the difference here.
Plus, you know what? Sam Worthington he's not even a native Na'vi, so whatever, man. You know,
that
whatever.
Was corny, dude. What? I don't even know what you're trying right now.
No. anyway. New York Comic Con.
That was funny. I think it's a, yeah.
This is why I have Todd around.
You're fired, format studio host.
New York Comic Con happened this week as well. A lot of things happening. Same week as the, it was the same weekend, right? As the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con?
Yes, sir.
Crazy. Now, boys and girls, since we've only got,
which one's the girls?
Boys and girls. Oh.
Hey, I had a girl touch my beard.
Oh.
Yeah, we were all here for that.
The one on his face, too.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Now that we only have about maybe 17 minutes left, because Todd took up all the time.
You're
the one that gave it to him.
I wanted to talk about this with DJ, because DJ is probably a little bit more apt to say something funny and cool.
And he's more handsome than you, G.
Yeah.
Listen, there are a lot of men that are more handsome than I,
really?
For sure. Oh, absolutely.
Like Sean Mohan.
Well, yeah, he's that's the guy that
gave him a shot.
I did. He should have been in the. Now that's the guy who should have been cast in the Great Wall.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He should have played the Great Wall.
Yeah, that's awesome. Before we head on out of here, just in the next few minutes that we have, of course, this weekend saw some new movies, but nothing really nerd-worthy. But television was certainly on the nerd upswing. Yesterday we got I thought it was tonight. You guys told me it was yesterday. Yesterday we got the premiere of Supergirl.
Yeah,
apparently.
With Superman,
and it was awesome.
Miley Cyrus hated it,
and you brought it up, and I wasn't going.
That's as far as I'm going to say, though.
Freaking Miley Cyrus! Gosh, I wanted to.
She's a national treasure.
Oh, it's right.
It was great. The episode was great.
That girl rides an inflatable penis on stage.
It's true.
Getting back to topic, the episode. It was awesome.
Yeah,
Supergirl.
Yeah. And Miley Cyrus has no idea what she's talking about. Anyway, Supergirl is an amazing show. I never got to see it. I did see, though, that
Miley
I was reading
Cyrus
about...
puts the zing in amazing.
I was reading that there was a very emotional scene with Superman in it that kind of defined the episode. They say the guy did pretty well from what I was reading.
I did see an article that was saying that he nails Superman better than the movies have.
Wow.
And it's not, and like almost everybody says, it's not a knock against Henry Cavill. It's just more about the tone and the execution of the character. It's not the actor's fault. It's just the movies he's asked to
portray. They're gonna bring Superman back.
I thought I was reading previews of people that have seen it in advance. I had no idea it was last night. I tell you what, I don't like the way his cape sits on his shoulders, though. I'm not a big fan of that.
You find something to complain about,
yeah? Yeah, a little bit.
I gotta say, I wasn't fond of it either, but I'm also not fond of Flash's outfit still, and that's a big show.
Yeah. But Supergirl,
I'm actually not fond of most of their suits in the TV shows. To be
honest. I mean, you do have a good point there.
They all look like biker suits.
Yeah,
they are.
They're flight suits.
No,
they are. They do look very this. Well, what we saw tonight on the Flash. Look, the Alchemy looked like it was a latex rubber suit, practically. So, I mean, it was really weird. It looked
a doctor. In a
Well, the rival looks terrible.
It's the Flash is a good show, so I'm gonna cut it some slack, and the fact that I think it's so bold for them to even attempt to what they're trying to do this season, because it's just there's so many ways
you shouldn't
it can
cut
go
them
wrong.
Slack.
Well, they're doing
That's the reason why Arrow fell off, because people cut it slack because it was so good.
Well, the Flashpoint paradox is such a just it's so there's so much story in there, and there's just so many things that are happening. You're dealing with so many different characters different Earths and
That doesn't relate to the costume design.
Well, like I said,
you can still be mad about the costume design.
Yeah, that is true. I don't mind it as much as Gannon does, but
he likes his guys in leather suits.
Yeah, that's right. I do.
So does Alika, right? Alika, you like the
I
leather?
I hate the black leather X-Men.
Speaking of that,
that's going to be the name of Bendis' new book for Marvel.
Black Leather X-Men.
Black Leather
X-Men. When is Supergirl supposed to make her reappearance on The Flash? Or is she?
No, I know there's supposed to be a crossover episode. Apparently there's singing involved.
Ooh.
really?
Super Glee.
Ooh,
yeah,
really.
Wow. So I'm not sure.
Wow. So
be any jet skiing or jumping of sharks.
Well, there's a mega crossover in the works too, though.
Yes,
high speeds.
Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, the whole kit and caboodle, as it were.
Yeah, and they crossed over Felicity in tonight's episode, so we already know that it affects Arrow's timeline.
Interesting. Interesting.
I thought Flash and Supergirl were in different dimensions. They're on two different Earths.
Yeah, they are.
And Flash and Arrow were on the same Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You are correct, sir.
So we saw Felicity come into Supergirl's dimension.
No.
Pick your mic up. I can't hear you.
We saw.
There you go.
We saw Felicity come into Supergirl's dimension, or Supergirl went into.
No. We didn't see Supergirl at all. We saw Felicity from Arrow.
Oh,
come into the Flash.
Arrive into the Flash.
She arrived.
Sorry.
See, even I got it wrong.
I did get to see something that was new for me. I finally got to watch Westworld, the new HBO series.
I heard that's really good.
I'll tell you something. If the story is going to go where I think it's going to go, it could be really cool. It's very different from the movie. I remember the movie as a kid, starred James Brolin and Yul Brynner. This is it's actually really dark. It's very good though. Westworld, they did a really good job, and so far, two
What's
episodes
it about?
Already. Westworld is about a
LA.
It's about a. You could basically say it is a theme park run by brilliant folk. Catering to the wealthy to feed fantasies, and in this
fantasy island,
but this one they're feeding the fantasies. They're feeding the fantasies of the old west. So all of these people, and it's not a big secret, all of these people that are in this town, the majority of them are androids, and they've come up with in this future timeline, they've come up with this way to make them practically human. And
spoilers,
they all have their own scripts, they all have their own movements that are exclusive to them. And it's about something that's going on in that world where now, for some reason, the bots are acting not in character of what they've been programmed to be. And I don't want to say anymore.
So Jurassic Park, kind of.
You know what's funny is that that's the very first thing that I said, too. It is Jurassic Park.
It is a
Park.
Michael Crichton story.
No, it is. You're right. And I thought to
it
myself.
Is?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's Anthony Hopkins is, he is the doctor, basically.
Dr. Hammond.
He's Dr. Hammond.
Spare no expense.
Welcome.
Welcome
to Westworld.
That's right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I will say this: they did something really cool with the music. It's the music is composed by a guy who's done music for Metal for Gears of War, who did music, I believe, for Iron Man. But
Ozzy Osbourne.
No, I forget his name. But they did something really cool. They did orchestral versions. Of
the Jurassic
of
Park
classic,
theme?
No, of classic rock songs. They did Paint It Black in an orchestral version by the Rolling Stones, which was really cool. On a piano in Westworld, they were playing a version of Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden, which was really cool. And first of all,
it's Black Hole Sun.
You know what?
There's no version of that song.
Soundgarden
that's good.
Is so awesome.
There is one version.
They're good.
That I wrote.
It's not even the Soundgarden.
First of all,
Soundgarden wrote like one good song.
Your denouncement of Chris Cornell is not wanted on this
program. I would denounce if he was standing right in front of me. I don't care.
But it was really
his
cool.
His solo stuff was amazing.
It was. If you like dance music.
Wow, look at you.
He cut his hair and sold out.
Jeez. Anywho, getting back to the point, Westworld is worth a watch.
I'll wait until it comes out on Blu-ray.
Are you going to wait? Yeah.
Just like Game of Thrones.
Just like Game of You might. It's addicting. It's just as addicting.
Daredevil got announced for Blu-ray, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That's
fine.
You would think that Netflix.
I'll wait for Netflix.
Hold on to all that as long as
House
they could.
They did that to House of Cards. They put that on Blu-ray.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Great show, by
it's
the way.
It's a Blu-ray of Cards.
It's actually coming out very. It's actually coming out very soon. Nope. November 8th, I think.
Yeah. First, just the first season, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, tonight, of course, is Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. More Ghost Rider, I'm guessing.
I gave up on it.
Oh, wow.
Already?
Really?
I watched the last episode. There was enough Ghost Rider.
go figure.
But you know what I did catch that was awesome?
What?
Son Herpes. Of Zorn.
Oh. Yes.
I didn't even hear what he actually said. What was that?
Son of Zorn.
Oh. Son of Zorn. I did catch that, too.
It was funnier, it was actually pretty funny. It was funnier when he said herpes.
Jason Sudeikis is the voice, is the leading is the voice actor. Yeah,
really? Oh,
never
Son mind. Of Zorn. I don't like it as much.
Tim Meadows is in there. He's hilarious.
Tim Meadows is in there. It is
Wasting Water. I like that.
It's a live-action cartoon, kind of in the vein of Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Roger Rabbit. Not anywhere near Roger Rabbit.
Well,
really.
I mean the whole.
It's more like a space ghosty kind of thing. It takes like a '70s Hanna-Barbera type cartoon and makes it not.
You know those terrible cartoons you grew up with as a child. Yeah, those.
Whoa! Things. What?
He hates Hanna-Barbera.
I'm gonna slap your face.
Thundar the Barbarian.
I never liked Thundar. I will say I like
Thundar. Thundar was dope.
I like the Herculoids.
Ariel, Ookla, let's ride.
I like the Herculoids. That's what I like. I could deal with the Herculoids, and I could deal with Frankenstein Jr. and the Impossibles. And I think that was about it. And their old Tom and Jerry stuff. I could deal with some of that, too. That was kind of funny.
This guy.
Anyway, sorry.
That's your friend. Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera.
That's your friend. Yeah,
and you guys thought I was going to ruin ice cream, and that was going to be awful.
Those are the geniuses behind the Flintstones. Ugh. Yuck.
What? And the Jetsons.
I'm gonna punch your face off your face.
Sorry.
Yeah. Those are classics, sir.
I'm not a fan. I never was as a kid.
Animated Honeymooners? Come on.
Right. You're absolutely right. Now, moving on, just to let you guys know, there is nothing new exactly coming out this week in movie theaters, which any of us need to see.
Did you guys watch anything recently?
Coming out this week,
I know
sir.
Gannon saw that Phantasm thing. And I saw Miss Peregrine.
I was going to talk about the Phantasm Ravager here in a minute, but I wanted to go over some because I watched a couple of old like horror movies. But I'm glad you guys brought up what you brought up. So you both saw Miss Peregrine.
Not together though.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't a date or something. Relax.
Jeez.
There probably wasn't much watching. Anyway, so
what?
How was it?
Hey.
What are you trying to imply?
That's the way that you watch your movies with Barry.
That's right, I do. Exactly.
I only tap the mic with you guys.
That's right, you do. How was Miss Peregrine for the both of you?
I enjoyed it.
I slept a lot.
You sleep a lot during most movies.
I'm tired, man.
if I were to summarize, I now know what an X-Men movie would be like if Tim Burton directed.
Really?
Yep.
Is it?
It's like X-Men First Class, only no suits.
I heard it's really
instead of crappy suits, no suits at all.
Is it strange?
This is already
it's got that macabre, you know.
I know, right?
Edge to it that you know Tim Burton is known for, but it's not like crazy.
This is an odd question, more of a political question. Tim Burton got a lot of flack for there not being enough diversity in this movie, and
they're
he
all
white, didn't need it
except for Samuel Jackson.
Right.
But who the hell else would ever notice that in a movie otherwise?
Yeah,
honestly.
I was just kind of curious because it just seemed like...
I'm actually really surprised anybody even brought it up because Star Wars has only one black guy in the whole thing.
That's right.
And the best scenes are...
Lando Calrissian.
Don't know that. They're
don't even have the kids.
Oh, really?
The best scenes are with Ava Green and Sam Jackson.
So is it worth...
Totally.
Is Miss Peregrine worth going to the theaters to watch or just waiting for it on home video?
I'd probably wait.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was, but... Like, I probably wouldn't go see it in the theater again.
I just had a really hard time with the fact that the girl that wore the lead boots to weigh herself down the ocean could still swim with them on.
Yeah, she uses them like flippers.
She flat out was like kicking a storm, but that's what helped her sink down to the floor.
Are you sure you weren't dreaming?
No, I remember very vividly that part because I remember that girl.
That's actually in the trailer.
The girl's actually kind of cute too, like big blonde girl with like big eyes. But, you know, Tim Burton Sable. But, she's like swimming with lead shoes
interesting,
on.
Interesting. So, Miss Peregrine.
And I know I watch all these movies of guys that can fly and shoot lasers out of their eyes and stuff like that. But then, like, I see something like that. It's like, no, that's not right.
But lead. But lead boots, a bad deal.
Well, again, you have
You would think she would walk along the thing instead of
if you
swimming.
Sell the idea that that's what she needs to sink down, then now you know that's too heavy.
Right.
Now, if you set up earlier that she's really strong with her legs, mm-hmm. different story, but they never said that.
Okay, question, and not that it relates to anything, but Superman could lift lead, but he could not see through it, right?
Yes, correct. Okay, he acknowledges it. What lead is.
Good. Okay,
it's not like lead's like a different form of kryptonite.
Okay, I'm just checking. No, I was running it through my head for a second there. And
do
I
you think like you can't see it, like it's invisible to him? Like it's like, oh my god, where did this box come from?
Where did this box come from? That's awesome.
Why can't I see it?
Why can't I see it? Not,
you can't see through it.
That's right. Can't see through it. Yeah. That's right.
You can still pick it up. It's not. Yeah. It's not like it's magic or something.
Would you put it? Would you give it a star rating?
Yeah, I give it a 2.
2. What would you give it? Format?
I'd probably go higher. 3. Mm-hmm. I go 3.
Professor Barry did a review on it, and he gave it 2.
He gave it a 2?
He gave it a 2.
Yeah.
The thing for me, and like getting more into nitty-gritty about it, is like, the thing for me was that if this is a quote-unquote kids movie, there wasn't really any sense of energy to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't seem
it
very...
It was a British kids movie.
Very slow, and like things... I mean, and I'm not... I don't need an action scene every 10 minutes or anything like that, but it's just like, for something that's kind of meant to be for children, I didn't really see anything that would keep them engaged.
Right,
it's
right.
very heavy on the drama aspect.
Interesting. Okay.
And it's setting up for 2 more movies,
yeah.
from what I understand.
The creatures are very creepy, and I like the designs to them. And
I wanted to know more about the things with powers.
Yeah.
Nice,
like the different types of powers. Because apparently it's unique to like a bloodline,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
the different abilities that they have.
Wow.
But they don't really go into much detail about it.
Crazy. Well, listen, guys, it's time for us to get out of here. We got our Nerdwatch Magnum second podcast coming
up. Oh, yeah.
I do want to let you guys know that coming out on Blu-ray this week is The Legend of Tarzan and Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
Yeah!
I don't need to buy any Blu-rays this week.
And one of my favorite...
You guys can buy me a
one of my favorite documentaries of the week is coming out, and it has nothing to do with nerddom. Hillary's America... Everybody has to see that. It's amazing. Anyway, yeah, it's called Hillary's America. You got to
watch it. That has nothing to do with nerddom. Why'd you bring it up?
I just brought it up. But
you spent more time talking about that than the 2 pieces of crap movies that nobody should be buying in the first
right.
place.
I know, right? It's crazy. I do want to say a big shout out to, of course, you guys for watching and listening.
You guys
can catch us on
all
YouTube.
3 of you.
That's right. You guys can catch us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation. You guys can catch us on the podcast on iTunes and Audio Boom. You can catch us on Instagram at @_Nerdwatch. And of course, check us out at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Next Nerdwatch Magnum episode, going to be a little more, we're going to be a little more,
things are going to get racy.
Halloween centric. And I'm going to ask Alika about the article that he put up about how bad X-Men really is. It's a very interesting
thing.
You act
like he wrote it.
He didn't, but
you
I just
really
want
to get him started on that. Why should we even stay?
Well, it's Magnum. It's Magnum, so we can.
I'll just go home then.
I don't even really remember.
So for Todd Bernardi,
we're not going to talk about superhero penises.
That's right. So for Todd Bernardi,
I thought that was the go-to topic
for Gannon, for Format, for my, for Alika, for the henchmen, for Silent Sean, and for Kai and myself, G Money. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We will see you next week right here on Akaku and on YouTube and on Audio Boom and YouTube and iTunes.
We'll
be everywhere. We're just everywhere. So until next week, we say to you guys, Aloha.
Tap the head hard.